Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa has been a Bernie Sanders supporter here in the state of Illinois. He's the alderman in the 35th Ward. He joins us now. Alderman, thanks for taking some time out. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So what does this mean? I mean, hear the news that they're projecting Michigan for the former vice president. What does this mean for the Sanders campaign in Illinois? And first of all, what's your reaction to that?
Well, we also know that there were a lot of new voters that have mailed in ballots. There were a record number of new registrations. So my understanding is that folks are still waiting to hear more results as they trickle in throughout the night. Mm-hmm. And then we also have to hear from, our western states, Washington and Idaho. But we know that Joe Biden got a major bump after Super Tuesday. We know that, he's gotten a lot of good coverage in the corporate media. However, at the same time, we know that Joe Biden is not the nominee to take on and defeat Donald Trump. He's been turning down press interviews. Today, he threatened a worker who dared to ask him a question while he was on the stump. He said, hey, dude, you want to take it outside? So, I think that we're now looking to the debate that's going to happen this upcoming Sunday, where Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are going to be one-on-one. And I think that's when voters are really going to wake up and realize we will lose to Donald Trump if Joe Biden is our nominee.
Alderman, for you, I mean, obviously the state of Illinois is going to play a big role because you could see here and in Ohio and maybe Florida that the vice president could clinch a nomination in these states. So does it become more urgent for you and for the Bernie Sanders campaign in the state of Illinois? Do you got to ratchet it up in the next week?
Absolutely. I mean, the Bernie Sanders campaign has been ratcheting it up since day one. More volunteers than any other campaign, more grassroots donations than any other campaign, more contributions from voters in Obama to Trump swing districts. So those are the critical congressional districts that went for Obama in 2012, but went for Trump in 2016. Bernie Sanders dominates in terms of contributions in those very critical swing districts. Unfortunately, the entire establishment has been lining up against Bernie Sanders. And it's no surprise why. Corporate America and Wall Street wants to keep its fangs in the Democratic Party. And they will stop at nothing to stop Bernie Sanders from being our nominee. Yet Bernie Sanders' grassroots campaign has accomplished so many things that we should be so extremely proud of. I really think that voters need to tune into this debate. Joe Biden does not even want to stand up at this debate. Bernie Sanders is saying, let's do this a traditional way. Let's have two podiums. Let's have both of us standing up there. Joe Biden's campaign is saying, no, we want to be able to sit down. If Joe Biden doesn't even have the stamina to stand up and debate Bernie Sanders, how do we expect him to take on Donald Trump? So I really think this is do or die, not just for the Bernie Sanders campaign, but for the entire Democratic Party, because the polling shows and history shows that if we put forward a moderate establishment candidate, we will lose. A moderate establishment candidate outside of incumbents has not won the presidency as a Democratic nominee in 60 years. The last establishment Democrat to win the presidency was Jack Kennedy, and Joe Biden is no Jack Kennedy.
Okay, so Hillary. Let me ask you this, because this is, we heard this in the first hour of the program, this idea that some of the pundits are saying that Democrats are putting a pause on a revolution and really want to just put one candidate forward, a centrist that can beat Trump. It has all to do with beating this president, not necessarily some of the things that have been campaigned for to change the way that this country operates. If the results are the same, meaning that you see the vice president win out and gets the nominee, you and others who supported the senator from Vermont, do you get behind Joe Biden, or is this, are you telling me right now that no, we're not going to vote for Joe Biden?
Oh, I'm absolutely 150% on board to defeat Donald Trump. That is why I'm supporting Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primary contest. I'm going to support Joe Biden if he is in fact the nominee, but I'm also a student of history, and history very clearly says that a centrist pillar of the Democratic establishment has not won the presidency in 60 years. Outside of incumbents, if you look at the Democrats that have won, Bill Clinton, he was a young, enthusiastic change candidate. He had the youth support. Barack Obama, he was an enthusiastic change candidate who had the youth support. Who is the change candidate that has the youth support? It's Bernie Sanders. Who is the establishment candidate? Who's Hillary 2.0? Who's John Kerry 3.0? It's Joe Biden. So if Democrats want to go down the same tired path that has lost them the presidency time and time again, Joe Biden is the guy to do it with. Because history clearly says that when you nominate a pillar of the Democratic establishment, they lose. Mm. So unfortunately, there's a lot of people in the corporate media, there's a lot of Democratic consultants that aren't speaking that truth to the Democratic electorate. And we're seeing that play out. Younger people who get their news off of social media, who talk to one another, who send each other gifts, who talk to each other via memes, they're overwhelmingly with Bernie Sanders. The older voters that have been captured in by Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, they got a lot of nut jobs on there telling them a lot of wrong, bad things. We're going to lose if Joe Biden is our nominee. I have no doubt. I'm going to fight my hardest because we got to defeat Donald Trump. But you can't ignore history. And the empirical evidence very clearly says Biden is a loser.
35th Ward Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa, who represents parts of the northwest side in the city of Chicago. Alderman, thanks so much for joining us tonight. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
Oh, he's also a supporter of Bernie Sanders, of course, if you didn't hear that.